This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zenta A. Stars. Kathy Bingaman began her art career painting signs and banners for grocery stores in her hometown of Three Rivers, Michigan. Her creativity came into demand, and Bingaman opened Walnut Street Studio in Three Rivers. She and a partner created custom floor cloths, hand-painted signs, banners, furniture, and faux finishes for clients. Later on, Bingaman closed that business and opened That Artsy Place and painted murals, stencils, and did restoration work. Today, Bingaman makes one-of-a-kind jewelry from her home business, Bingaman Design, although on occasion she can still be found bringing a historic location back to life. Would it be fair to say that you have an interest in archaeology? Because when I look at your pieces, I think almost Egyptian artifacts or something along those lines. There's a lot of pieces with these large eyes, like the eyes of Isis almost, and these very fertile-looking female figures. So talk to us about your jewelry, and it's very unique, if you can describe it for us.
That is so funny that you asked me that, because that's what I wanted to be when I was a kid, was an archaeologist. I still do.
It shows.
On my bucket list. Oh, yeah. On my bucket list is to be part of a dig. I really would like to do that. And it's funny that you said Egypt, because when I was working on my logo for my business, my vision for my logo was Prince meets Alphonse Mucha meets Egypt.
Mm.
And I came up with the eye. And the eye that you see in my jewelry is actually my husband's eye.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's kind of my own version of the lover's eye jewelry. It's kind of my slant on that. So since I'm a polymer clay artist, I build complex canes, and it's hard to explain even when you show it to someone. But it's kind of like they do the cane glass, and I build these complex layers of different colored clay. And then when you slice it, it's kind of like a jelly roll. That design is all the way through it. So I built my husband's eye, and then I put that in a lot of my jewelry. So it's my logo also.
What does he think about that?
Oh, he loves it. He thinks it's hilarious.
He gets to watch everything.
Yeah, and it is, my logo has the eye, which, you know, the Egyptian or, you know, the lover's eye, and some wishes and some wings. And so it really is those things that I incorporated together in my logo. And it, those things tend to show up in my jewelry too. Even when sometimes I'm trying to do something different or a different shape,
mm-hmm.
most of the time it comes back to those same images. And like you said, the women's figure, that's in there a lot. And it just happens. I don't know how. It just happens.
Yeah. And you mentioned before that you're a bit of a scavenger. You walk along beaches and find glass. They show up, beach glass and other, I don't know, stones?
Right. Well, my husband and I have been retired for about 3 years now. And his retirement dream was to build his own RV. So for 3 years, we've been converting a bus. We bought an old Three Rivers retired school bus, and for 3 years we've been working on it. It has an art studio in it for me, and we go to Key West in the winter, and we have a beach down there that we find the greatest things on the beach. I'm just a scavenger. It can be wood, it can be, we have found China doll faces and marbles, and I pick up a lot of the, I call them oddities, that other beachcombers wouldn't pick up. They want the perfect pieces. They want the perfect sea glass. I want the things that they stepped over. Those are the things that I like to put in my jewelry.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zenta A. Stars. Are you still involved in the historic aspect of restoration at Three Rivers? I understand for quite a long time you were in the Downtown Development Authority Board and now in this Historic District Commission. Are you still involved with those?
Yes, I was on the DDA for, I think, about 10 years. Then when they started up the Historic District Commission downtown, I was one of the original commissioners. I just resigned that position this last June. Mm. The main reason being that since we are gone in the winter, now that we can't do the Skype meetings anymore, now that COVID is, well, I don't know, we just don't have the meetings anymore that way. I'm not there enough. Being a retiree, that has, you know, taken me out of that loop. But there are other fun things to do. For instance, this last summer, I restored the ceiling stenciling in the Bonine House, which is just west of Vandalia. It's part of the Underground Railroad Society.
Oh.
It is really a great place. They called me and asked if I'd be interested in doing it, and I met with them. And I'd say most of my free time this last summer was not spent on jewelry. It was spent on restoring the stenciling in there, and it's done. I got it done a few weeks ago, and I encourage everybody to go look at it and listen to the story. I mean, there is a really important part of history that happened right there in that place, and you need to go hear the story. It's pretty great.
And you also restored stenciling at the Carnegie Center for the Arts, yes?
Yes, and I worked on that. I think that's kind of a project that never ends, like a lot of old buildings.
Yeah.
I worked on that a little bit, and I taught there for a couple of decades, too. I did the Summer Full of Art program, and they have a wonderful program there for fourth graders, where every class of fourth graders gets a day there. It's like a mini course day.
Mm-hmm.
We had music and theater and painting and sculpture, and I did that for quite a long time, too. So I love the Carnegie, yeah. And at that time, painting partner, Kim, and I also worked on the St. Joseph County Courthouse restoration.
I was going to ask about that, so tell us a little bit about that as well.
That was the hardest work I ever did in my life.
Oh.
I have to say, working overhead.
Are you on your back? Really? Oh, wow.
No, we were not lying down.
No.
We stood on the scaffolding and our hands were up over our heads. Yeah, that was hard. I think that was like in 97, so I was a lot younger. But it was really hard work to work over your head like that, but very rewarding. I learned so much on that project, and I think that's why they called me and asked if I'd be interested in working on the Bonine ceiling because of that job. And that was a lot of fun, too. Hard work.
And then somewhere in the middle of all that, you did some belly dancing as well, another art form entirely.
Well, I wish I'd have found that when I was a lot younger because I think it's just amazing. And what's another fun part of it is you get to build your own costume. So the fact that you get to take coins and stones and sew them all on your costume, that's kind of fun too. But yeah, that is a really neat dance form, and I was really proud to be part of the group. We were older ladies and just danced different venues around here. Never professional or anything like that, but we met and we danced and have a good time, and I'd love to get that started again because that was a lot of fun.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist and jeweler Kathy Bingaman. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.